Like, what's your name? What's your sign? Will you be mine? Excuse me, I really gotta talk to you. Cause you got a nice smile, I like your style. Stay for a while. She's like no other I've ever seen. Different than what I'd ever dreamed. And it never seems so real. But it's more than likely, cause every time I see this girl, my heart stops for a second and I gotta look twice. And it's not because I forget what she looks like. She got me hooked from the first sight. Every time I look into those green eyes, I say, excuse me, gotta ask you a couple questions. Like, what's your name? What's your sign? Will you be mine? Excuse me, I really gotta talk to you. Cause you got a nice smile, I like your style. Look, you know I got you, so we can go out without the impromptu, or we can go to Cali where they got the calm breeze and the palm trees. Go out to dinner and it's on me. I ain't sitting lonely again. I'd rather chill around or ride ponies instead. Last girl was cool, but I would only see her in school. So that means, well, I guess she was only a friend. And I like it when you smile at me. I don't know if you know this or notice, but I like that. It's always just fun, whatever we do. See, you know how to have a good time, but they're loving me too. So let's go to the zoo or relax in the bay. Don't pull out your wallet, I ain't making you pay. But hey, I don't know if you're making me sway. All I know is you're the one that's really making me say, what's up?
Excuse me,
gotta ask you a couple questions. Like, what's your name? What's your sign? Will you be mine?
Excuse me,
I really gotta talk to you. Cause you got a nice smile, I like your style. Stay for a while. She's like no other I've ever seen. Different than what I'd ever dreamed. And it never seems so real. But it's more than likely, cause every time I see this girl, my heart stops for a second and I gotta look twice. And it's not because I forget what she looks like. She got me hooked from the first sight. Every time I look into those green eyes, I say,
excuse me,
gotta ask you a couple questions. Like, what's your name? What's your sign? Will you be mine?
Excuse me,
I really gotta talk to you. Cause you got a nice smile, I like your style.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Can I play a play? Live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You just heard the young man, Mr. Drew Raber, world movement recording artist. Got his album and his single out now. Make sure you cop that on iTunes. Before we go any further, you know, your boy here with your pretty tone. As always, let me introduce my esteemed colleague. As a matter of fact, I'll let him introduce himself.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show, everybody. This is yours truly, K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Thanks for joining us right here on Kind of Play a Play.
Right on, right on. As we get rolling with the show, election is over, and, you know, these are the posts. This is our little post-election show. As always, you can keep up with, you know, the mind of the madness if you want to follow your boy on Twitter, at SelassieIsun. SelassieIsun. And if you want to holler at your boy K Diddy, it's at K Diddy One on Twitter. You want to make sure we thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com, www.worldmovement.com. Just Google the name, you'll see all the things that World Movement are doing. Oh, man. So, can we finally let the election go? No. We still have a whole lot more to talk about, but hold on. I think the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee is in full effect. Let me double check.
Let me see if I got my gun loaded.
Good day, sir. Gentrification Committee, is that you, sir? Well, I guess not. Whoever that is, welcome to the show. We glad to have you. We thought that was our man Joe from Montana right there.
Yeah, but I got my gun loaded anyway. I know Joe going to be joining us in a minute, man.
Absolutely. So, election results are in. They say America has spoken, but is it really so?
How come you let me say that and you didn't comment when I said I got my gun loaded and we waiting for Joe?
Because Joe is
I was really being facetious, man, because I read on the internet somewhere that the gun sales has increased, that the election was over. So I was really being funny.
I read that too, bro.
I
forgot about that, but this is the second time around. It happened in 2008 also. Gun sales definitely went up because, you know, the NRA has a lot of its membership in panic mode. You know, Obama is going to strip their gun-toting rights away. Let me tell you something. In this country, not in this lifetime, is it ever going to be able, anybody in office going to be able to strip away the rights of people to bear arms in this country. Too many people take it personally. Too many people fully embrace it and believe in it. And this nation was built on guns, one way or another. Trust me. Check the history books.
I don't know, man. That seemed like it was built on some people having guns. but I ain't trying to start no mess.
Yes, sir. And you're right. I'm glad you corrected that. Some people having guns and a few whips along the way, but that's a story for another time. All the wonderful, smart people have been on radio. They've been on TV. Oh, you know, the Republican Party has gotten too old, too white. The white power base is shifting and all this stuff. So today I named the show The Demise of the White Power Base is a Myth. Ladies and gentlemen, do not for one moment buy into the hype. Yes, Latinos and African Americans and Asians have grown in numbers and are more involved in the electoral system. Yes, we have become advocates for change in this country, and there's certain bigotry that we're not going to put up with. But you have to remember a few things. At the end of the day, numbers don't lie. And even though President Obama, and I want to be very respectful to him because he is the president of the United States and the presidency is to be respected, sir. And we're going to talk about the disrespect in a moment or two that I've heard going on.
You sure that's not Joe?
Well, let's check again and see if that's my man Joe. Joe, is that you, sir? Hello, hello.
I got his hand up, and he ain't saying nothing, so maybe not.
That's all right. So as we're moving forward with the show, you know, Joe can chime in whenever he sees fit. I want to ask the question, ladies and gentlemen, is the demise of the white power base something that's truly happening? Is it a myth? I'm going to start the conversation off by saying, but before I get into that, there's something I want to address, a few things I want to address that, you know, after I talk about it, a few of y'all might think I'm crazy because I spend a great deal of time listening to Rush Limbaugh. I spend a great deal of time listening to Sean Hannity, and I spend a great deal of time trying to have a wide scope when it comes to my political vision of the way this nation is going. And even though the president got reelected, the nation of separation is still in full effect. As I was listening to...
I would probably say even more so now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my esteemed colleague. It is more so in effect because there are some people who are petrified by the fact that a black man is in office as the president.
You know how people can jump the gun, and because they're so arrogant, They just assume and know it's going to be a certain turnout. And then when they didn't get the necessary outcome they was looking for, see, now they played themselves. They exposed. Everybody sees them. You know what I mean? So now you can't go back and duck behind a tree and say, no, that wasn't me. You know what I'm saying?
That is exactly it. One of the big problems that they're having is, you know, I guess they didn't know the rules of poker. In poker, you keep your cards real close to the vest. You keep your poker face on so that the other people at the table can't get a read on you. And now that people have taken a read on them and the changing demographics of this country, which is a fact, African Americans, black people are more engaged than ever in the electoral system. Hispanics are extremely engaged in the electoral system. And one overriding fact that we cannot change is that women now make up close to 55% of this country. So they are a force to be reckoned with. I'm not even going to talk about color in this moment. I'm going to talk about just understanding that a lot of men may be uncomfortable with the fact that women are one of the biggest growing demographics. They're trying to tell us about Latinos and such. No, women in general across the board are the biggest demographic growth in the nation right now. And they are a force to be reckoned with, whether or not we like it or not, or whether or not we have issue with it. So as this demographic grows, they are a force to be reckoned with. K. Diddy, you got a lot of itching and scratching going on over there, brother. Had to mute you for a minute. Did you get it sorted out?
Itching and scratching.
Yes, sir. You got a lot of feedback coming from your neck of the woods there, sir.
Oh, sorry about that.
One of the big things I want to talk about as I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, as I do every day to make sure that I'm not just a paranoid fool. He had a show over this week where he was like, well, I need to incorporate more Latinos into my broadcasting base since that's the way the country is going. His way of doing that was to play a song, Feliz Navidad. That was some of the most insulting-ish I've ever heard in my life. And that is what is happening to a lot of these, as K. Diddy said, they expose themselves too much. Their agenda was too exposed. Sean, let me tell you something. I, as a black man, love Rush Limbaugh. I love Sean Hannity. Now, some of y'all are scratching your head like, oh, what? Is that boy crazy? I love them. They are entertainers. They get paid millions of dollars to say crazy things. They get paid.
Where is Donald Trump getting his money from?
Ripping off people and letting his stocks go to junk and people lose their lifetime investment.
And cats like, what's that other cat's name? It's Ted Nugent, but he ought to change his name to Ted Nuisance.
Oh, yes. I heard his comment. Mr. Ted Nugent's comments was, pimps, whores, and welfare brats now have a president. You guys exposed your hand way too quickly. You listen to me. Your ism and your schism can be framed in whatever words that you want to phrase them. But the truth is that the sleeping giants have awoken. And your little power base is now a little bit scared because not only have you pissed off a lot of people, you've also pissed off some of your people. Going back to what I said about Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all those wonderful, smart people who get paid millions of dollars to entertain us, sort of like Howard Stern does. Anytime you let Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity and such become a political force that guides the pulse of a party, one has to look at you and wonder if you really have a clue to what's going on. Because in the game of politics, sad to say, is you have to be able to sell people a dream. and you have to ensure that that dream is spread out across sports so that you incorporate more. My dear Republicans, y'all got the, you know, the email. Hit me up, somebody, Republican strategist. I need to tell y'all a little secret, a secret that's no longer a secret. One of the keys to Mr. Obama retaining his office was the legwork and the groundwork he put in. Every time you saw a photo of him, there were women and people of all races behind him. Every time a picture of the Republican Party showed up, it was an all-white committee. So even though you guys are still the power, because people, do not be fooled, the power base of this country is still held and run by the old guard. It's just that they miscalculated how to truly incorporate more people. Because even though Obama won, most people don't realize, because, you know, we hear all these big numbers and they just go above us. The big reason Obama won was not because more people voted for him. It was for the amount of people that did not vote at all. That is the secret. And that is where I think the Republican Party has gotten their ass whooped. You can't have an all-white meeting. You can't have an all-white photo stop where every person standing on the podium is of one race. We are a multi-nationality, multicultural society now. So even if you're lying through your teeth, my wonderful Republican good old boys club, y'all got to get better at lying.
Amen. And you could even tell them that I'm learning how to play hockey now.
There you go. Why? Because we know where the power base of the money is. Don't follow these radio, these smart people. Listen, you know, this is your boy Pretty Tony. I'm an urban man with my little internet-based radio show that's reaching out to thousands of people, and I want to believe that I'm a part of the change in this country, me and my man Kate Dizzle over here, as we come on here and expound every Sunday. You need to have some more chocolate in your little establishment. And I'm not talking about kooks like Alan West. All you insulting people who, you know, the little subliminal and blatant insults that you all are throwing out, not realizing you can't insult people and then ask for their vote. Oh, Sheldon Adelson and all the Koch brothers who spent hundreds of millions of dollars. That's the only beautiful thing I took away from this election. You can't buy us after you spit on us and piss on us and tell us crap like the only reason we're voting for Obama is because we want a phone, one of those old, outdated-ass phones. You can't have your people sending out tweets like, oh, now that the working-class people are getting off, they'll probably go vote because all the lazy people have already voted. Do you really expect to piss on us and spit in our face and think we're going to react? Massa, we ain't here no more, Massa. You can't whoop us with no more, Massa. Get some flavor. Thirdly, this is a black man talking to you, and I'm one of the few that would stand up and tell you that I'm not a fan of President Obama because all of y'all are politicians to me. But what I respect about him is the historical nature of who he is. What I respect about him is that he at least makes an effort. Even at his victory celebration, when you looked around the room, you saw a 60-year-old white Joe Blow from the suburbs shedding tears with his white wife beside him, with an Indian to the next of him, an Asian lady, a couple of black folks, young people in there excited about the change that they had seen, even though, truth be told, it's the same old same. But nonetheless, he at least does a better show than you do. When they switched the coverage to the Republican place, it was just a room full of white folks looking in shock, looking in utter shock. How dare they defy us? Massa, we ain't not on no plantation no more, Massa. You better get to identifying and recognizing that the elephant in the room is no longer asleep. The giant in the room is fully awake. You can't send out messages like Colin Powell. Colin Powell, who was one of your finest foot soldiers. Condoleezza Rice, highly educated woman that I respect, one of your finest foot soldiers, but the moment they spoke, they're not thinking straight, or they're not one of us anymore. What? These were some of your loyal foot soldiers through thick and thin to two of y'all presidents. This was the Secretary of State for 8 years, and you're going to say some disrespectful ish like that? Y'all better get some Listerine and hand sanitizers and watch what you say and do if you think the power base. As I've been listening to wonderful talk radio, y'all seem genuinely irritated and angry. I heard the message Mitch McConnell sent on the day that the President of the United States was reelected, and that the message you sent to him was so damn disrespectful, as though you all still think you standing on your podium looking down at like people at us. I is sorry to tell you, Massa, our numbers are growing. Our numbers are growing. We have been drugged. We have been whooped. We have been incarcerated. We have went astray, and you have dumbed us down for a number of years. But enough of us, and when I say us, I'm incorporating the oppressed, because this statement is not racial. This statement is class. We are waking up, and we is seeing you. Oh, Mr. Romney and your elitist friend, the 47% kicked your ass, didn't they? The funny thing is, as I was listening to Rush and all these other wonderful people talk, and I'm going to get back to them in a moment, they were saying we have grief counselors. Call in. Don't come running to us when the apocalypse comes. The apocalypse is already here. And that's the message you good people in the good old board club never got. The apocalypse is already here. When millions of people have lost their homes that they bust their ass to get. But you want to make, more Americans are on food stamps. What the hell are they going to be on when you and your good old boys on Wall Street, who you want to deregulate, have taken everything from them? Let the kids starve? Kick granny under the bus? If I sound a little fired up today, I am. This is not a we're not Democrats or Republicans on this show. We are fuck you cans. Wow!
That's a new one.
That's who we are. To the entire establishment, we're fuck you cans. That's exactly what we are. And I want to say congratulations to everybody who voted and showed Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, and all these multi-billionaires and millionaires who were pouring out hundreds of millions of dollars, that all that bullshit you did didn't sway shit. The Negro is back in the house. How dare you sit
in your... I guess they were totally surprised with the amount of minorities that could actually read.
There you go. That's another thing. The state of you. As a matter of fact, congratulations to the ladies who are leading the entire delegation for the state of New Hampshire. The governor, Congress people, and senators are all females from that state. Congratulations. Even though you know this is a testosterone-driven show, we're not bitter men on this show. We just men on here that's saying we got to grab our balls and speak up again. Because too many brothers are not speaking up. You know, no more lynching is happening, a boss man. So, back to the topic of the show about the demise of the white power base. Let this little young black brother to you good old pundits and political commentaries and all that out there, going back to my prior statement. I love Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all the folks in Fox and all these other wonderful places. I listen to them all the time. As I said before, they're very entertaining. They are entertainers who get paid millions. They plug their books. They plug their websites. But when you put your power base in the hands of these idiots, that is why you are where you are. And if you continue down this same path with your, I won't even call you guys racist, because we're beyond racism now. Your holier-than-thou attitude, your self-righteous attitude, whereas though you have idiots that come out the backwoods saying stuff like, if a woman gets raped, the body shuts down and she can't get pregnant. Dude, what were you smoking?
Damn, I never heard that one before. That's a new one, too.
Oh, that's what one of the senators, I think, from Missouri, a Republican good old boy, came out and said. That's why he got his ass kicked. When a woman gets raped, the body has a way of shutting it down. Or another idiot came out, and you are an idiot. Another idiot Republican came out the woodwork and said something along the lines of, if you get raped and get pregnant, it's God's will. Go tell that to some woman's face. What planet you on, dog? You don't come out and say no dumb shit like that. That's why you got your ass handed to you, too.
Fuck you.
So, all my fellow fuckukins out there, I'd like to thank you for standing up to big money. But please don't be deceived to believing that the white power base is gone, because it is not. As I said before, the one thing that a great many of these smart, wonderful political pundits and stuff are not discussing is that it is the amount of people that did not vote. Let me bring y'all up to speed on something. They said Obama won by with over 61 million votes and Romney had 58 million. That's a very close election. When the fact is that there are over 207 million eligible voters in this country and 180 million registered voters in this country, over 180 million. Do you see where I'm going with this? 61 and 58, damn sure don't come close to 180. So a lot of people sat out the election for whatever their reason. They couldn't stand either one of the candidates, or they just figured they had better things to do. I'm going to throw those numbers out to you again. Over 207 million eligible voters and over 180 million registered voters. So, all the good people who are out there, don't be fooled. Like Public Enemy told you, don't believe the hype. This country is divided straight down the middle. If you took time to examine the map and you saw that Mitt Romney, hold on, let me get my statistics here. Because, you know, on this show, unlike a lot of shows, we don't try to fill you up with BS. You can go back and check our archives. We didn't encourage you who to vote for. We just encouraged you to vote. And my fellow fuck you fans went out there and voted. The states that Mitt Romney won, he really won. But it's the overall picture why he lost. I think in Utah, he picks up 73% of the vote. That is almost 7 out of 10 people, my good folks. The other states that he won, oh, here go my statistics right here. Bear with me. You know we hood. You know we're hood. Idaho. Mr. Romney, 65% of the vote. Wyoming, Alabama, West Virginia, all in the 60s. Louisiana, 59. Kentucky, 61. Most of the states that Mr. Obama took, the best state that he had was Vermont, where he picked up 67% of the vote. But beyond that, in other states, he picked up 52, 53, 59, 51%, 50% of the vote. He squeaked through in Florida, and of course, he squeaked through in Ohio because of the auto bailout. Let's be on some real stuff. Those people know where their bread was buttered on, and while everybody else was everywhere years before the election, he made sure he had campaign offices in Ohio because he knew which state he was going to come down to. If you look at after the election, that riot down in on Ole Miss, the campus, where those young white males were very upset by the results of this election. And you look at a state like Mississippi, and, you know, a lot of people are under the impression, they're like, well, man, doesn't mostly black people live in Mississippi and Alabama and such? And you begin to scratch your head. No. These are still predominantly white states. That's why they voted along racial lines. A state like Mississippi only has a black vote. 37.3% of the population is black. And the mentality down there is a whole different mentality as shown by the electoral map. States like Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, states where at certain hours of the night, generationally, people know that they don't get caught in a certain neighborhood when the sun goes down. Now, some of y'all who are going to listen to the archives, and by the way, me and Kay Diddy just want to say thank you. We're just two brothers who came up with an idea based on a couple of books, and this show has grown in leaps and bounds, and thousands of y'all are listening to us, and then we want to say thank you because he always says, I say I. I thank you. I'm going to say, yes, I caught your little comment, K. Diddy. I'm going to say, I thank you. K. Diddy, send him some love, brother. Denzel, where you at?
Yeah. You said thank you. We want to thank you.
That's right.
How's that?
This is our little podium that we come through and represent on for y'all, and we want to thank everybody who comes through and checks out the Mind of the Madness. Now, before I get back on the pulpit, I want to also make sure we thank the sponsors of the show once again, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com, www.worldmovement.com. Give them the info on the new little artist tearing up the scene, K. Diddy.
Drew Weaver, 15-year-old. I mean, he's just a multi-award winner, super, super talented young man out of North Las Vegas. You're going to be hearing a whole lot from him. You can check him out, of course, at YouTube, Drew Weaver, worldmovementrecords.name, Drew Weaver, Facebook, Drew Weaver. I mean, Google Drew Weaver. And, hey, look out.
Tell the last name for him so that they know what to look up, brother.
First name, Drew, D-R-E-W. Last name, Raber, R-A-B-E-R.
There you go. Check the young man out trying to make big moves. We wish him all the best. You know, it's a world movement thing. And as always, if you like keeping up with the Mind of the Madness, keep up with your boy on Twitter, at Selassie's Son. S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Get on the Facebook page, Pretty Tony LV. LV as in Las Vegas. You know, like me on Facebook. Keep up with the Mind of the Madness. And as K. Diddy likes to say, just Google him. Just type in World Movement and it will do the rest.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't heard you say one thing about them going to pick up your books, man, because I don't know how they're going to get in. Stay on top of the madness and get in your mind if they don't know what's in there in the beginning. So, what's up with that?
That reminds me. I just got a couple emails, about three or four, and I appreciate it, of some people who say they just picked up the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon. They said they enjoyed it. One young man, I met him in Los Angeles, coming through LAX, told him about the book, and he sent me an email to say, you know, it gave him some guidance. He was going through some little relationship thing. So, yeah, to keep up with the mind of the madness, make sure you grab your copy of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? For you regular folks out there, for all the players, wannabe players.
Hey, and I want to challenge the ones out there that just found out that they can read again. You know, don't judge the book by its cover. A lot of y'all need to go get player step your game up, and just don't trip on the cover. Like, open it up, read like the first page. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. You know, it's all part of the growth. Every book shows you the growth that I made as a man, where I started from the street game, coming up through, you know, to the Who Is She and What Is She to You, which is a very mature book. Written from the perspective of somebody who's been a player most of his life but has retired, you know, to show that a man can change. But for a lot of you cats out there who want to play the game and don't know the rules, make sure you get your copies of the book. So, without further ado, we're going to jump right back into the show, and we're going to talk some more about the demise of the white power base. That doesn't even sound like it's possible.
No, I think they regrouping on your ass.
Say that again. Oh, my beloved brother. They are regrouping on your ass. Hold on. 111, welcome to the show.
You act like the show's about ready to end.
Well, it's the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee. We tried to let you in 3-4 times, brother.
Yeah, well, you know what happened? I was taking a nap. I turned on the show, laid down, and that was it. I just fell asleep a little bit.
That's why I had
my gun loaded for your ass, see?
That'll wake me up.
That's a great way to wake somebody up. Well, Joe, since you're chiming in, we're discussing the so-called demise of the white power base, and I'm saying it's a myth.
About
I'm
what?
The demise of the white power base.
The white power base? Oh, uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Everybody's on the TV talking about, oh, you know, the white power base is in demise, and all the smart folks, you know, are talking about this and that. And I'm basically keeping our eyes firmly planted on the road ahead. And there is no such thing as the demise, because all they're doing is regrouping. And all that matters in this election is not how many people voted, it's how many people that did not vote.
Well, yeah, that's important, too, because, well, Obama and Romney got fewer votes than Obama got back in 2008, and Romney got fewer votes than McCain got.
There you go. And, you know, while you were taking your nap, I was discussing, you know, I was telling people that I love Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all them types, because they're entertainers. They get paid millions of dollars to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they should foray over into the political arena and you make them the face of a movement. I don't think that all these people who have attached themselves to certain ideologies that they're trying to ram down the throat of others should be the face of your organization, because if you are trying to sell a dream, it's sort of like when you go to buy a timeshare or something. Have you ever had an ugly person try to sell you a timeshare? It is always a beautiful woman or a smooth-looking salesman close the deal.
Mm.
You got to have somebody, something that people can attach themselves to, somebody who don't rock the boat so much. You can't insult people, piss on them. Some people are into getting pissed on. A lot of us ain't. But you can't piss on people and then expect them to suddenly show up to the polls for you. But like Joe said, a lot of y'all may have been idiots, but the fuck you can't. Matter of fact, Joe,
uh-huh.
I think I have come up with a name for the next party. The name of my party is going to be the Fuck You Can't, but I have to figure out how the way to spell it. So it doesn't offend a lot of people. That is the name official I don't know, man.
I think y'all are on some very serious whatever that shit is. They legalized in that country because one somebody talking about a party called Fuck You Can, and somebody else talking about 1-800 blow me. So I'm just trying to figure out what's next.
Oh, you should talk, huh? You're the doctor of the PhDs. I'm not going to go any further with your research.
I am the voice of reason.
Okay, I just need to figure out how to spell it.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people out there who are irritated, you know, and that's one of the reasons I'm trying to tell people, just like right here on this little show, Can I Play a Play? You can go to our archives. We offer you opinions. We don't try to influence you. We give you the options. When you tie yourself too tightly to a certain set of people, you can have no national appeal. When you insult women, even though this is a testosterone-driven show, and yes, we have been known to call women bitches on here, and we probably will next week. Who knows?
Oh, come on. Who the fuck would do that? Come on. No, there's no such thing as a bitch. I don't know why. Hey, on this show, chicks are going to hear that. Come
but,
on.
You know, and we're known for saying things because, you know, we defend our own over here. We defend the balls over here. We defend testosterone. But at the same time, we try to offer a wide variety of opinions.
That's true.
And that is what you should open your mind to on a political level, on a political scope. One should have a wide vision. That is why I listen to Rush, and I listen to Sean Hannity, and I listen to all of why I listen to Michael Bates, and I listen to everybody who has something to say. There's this other gentleman I listen to, a guy, you know, African, he's a progressive out of L.A., has a beautiful smile, older gentleman. I can't remember his name right now, but he has a lot to say. He has a long-running show. He's on satellite radio somewhere. But, you, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's religion, woman, anything in life that you just completely and wholly solely attach yourself to, that leaves no wiggle room. And everybody needs a little wiggle room in life. You've got to have some wiggle room.
You know what I'd like to hear? You know, one of these days, and it, I think it might be helpful to your audience out there, how you went from being a gang member, somebody who was interested in politics, to somebody who was an author, to somebody who has your own show, to somebody who's more than just interested in politics. You want people to know about how to wake up, how not to attach themselves just any one ideology, to try to see both sides of the picture. So that would be a good two shows, probably.
Yeah,
because then people,
so,
you know, because people could identify with you from your own personal experiences.
That's something that I'd definitely be interested in, because that is one of the reasons I decided to step on this platform, was I wanted to show, and wow, Joe, you let me, I was going to wait till the last 10 minutes of the show to kind of touch on that, but fine, fuck it, it's what we do.
Uh-huh.
We swerve all over the lane. We are drunk with knowledge, Joe. Drunk with knowledge.
Yep.
One of the things that one of the reasons I stepped on this platform, and if you read about me all over the internet, I call myself one of the leaders of the urban renaissance. It is because I have seen that the elephant in the room is somebody such as myself that nobody talks about, be it Obama, Romney, McCain, Bush, Clinton. You go back 20 years, nobody talks about it. And we have lost generations. People talk about the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Go and check the statistics for the loss of urban male life in the inner cities of America. And not only America, because I consider myself a man of the world on a global scale. But we're going to stick to America for right now. Hundreds of thousands of young men have been lost in urban America because they grew up feeling as though they were not a part of anything. The system that they were born into didn't give two peats of a fuck about them. So we like one of the favorite things, and for any of you virgin ears out there who are not used to me cussing, this is because I'm being very emphatic. We grew up with a fuck you. I woke up this morning and I said, fuck the world. That used to be my ringtone. That used to be my voicemail, because I completely felt disengaged from this system that I was in. The only time this system showed any interest in somebody such as myself was to lock my black ass up. The education was never what it was supposed to be. The resources were never truly available. And the only people who I saw made it out from where I was from were athletes, dope dealers, or pimps. Somebody like me got engaged when I moved away and I started traveling. Somebody like me changed when I started making knowledge and not ignorance what I based myself upon. I remember there was a time when I was ashamed to say I'm a good person, like a disease, to say I'm a good man, or I'm a good father, I'm a good brother. And I had to realize, and study the history of where I'm from, and brought it to where I am in this moment, and I got beyond the anger. Anger is motivation. Activity is purpose. Anger with a lot of young urban male, and I don't want to say black, because the urban male is white, black, Latino, Asian, everybody. Anger is where most of us dwell, and I moved from anger to action. That was the main switch that got turned on in me when I started believing that my voice mattered somewhere to somebody. And we're going to stop there for now. I'm probably going to have to do a whole show about that. Thank you for suggesting that, Joe.
Well, yeah, I think it'd be interesting. There's a lot of people here, you know, they go to Blog Talk Radio, they go to other shows where they read books. But to them, you know, they're probably thinking, well, this is just theory, it sounds good. But somebody's actually walked the walk, talked the talk, you know, and done the travels. I think that probably will make more of an impact.
And also, let me give him credit. Sitting on the other end of the phone right now, somebody like K. Diddy. How long have we known each other now, K. Diddy?
I don't know, since what, 90-something maybe?
I met people like K. Diddy who were involved in the entertainment business. We became friends. And I self-published my book, Play a Step Your Game Up, and I was selling it out the trunk of my car. And just on a whim, I sent it to him.
That's not me. No.
Wasn't me either.
Oh, seems like Tony got disconnected.
Well, anyway.
How about you, Diddy? You've got
yourself. Hello.
Yeah,
there he is.
Man, you got to forget me. I got my Obama phone. That was my Obama phone. Yes, I've been waiting.
I started thinking that white toy kicked in.
Obama phone. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. You know, my Obama phone was acting up a little bit. Got a bit static. Oh, Rush Limbaugh, I know you'll never hear my voice, but I want you to know that this black man loves you. You're a hell of an entertainer. I would never make you the face of my political movement, though. And Sean Hannity, I love you, too. But anyway, I met people like K. Diddy, who are a little bit older than me, who are brothers that I actually saw doing something, positive things, traveling to places like France, traveling all over the world in the entertainment business. And from my neck of the woods, I never met people like that before. And then when I started meeting people like K. Diddy, I'm like, whoa, There's quite a few of them. And that instilled in me that maybe there's more to life. So I started expanding the scope of what I could be. And it led to, you know, I sent a copy of my book to K. Diddy, and I think he hit me back like maybe within 2 or 3 days of getting it, and he's like, we need to do something with this. He's like, where are you selling it? I'm like, out of my car. I sold a couple hundred copies. He's like, nah, we need to take this to the world somehow. And that's what we did. Bada bing, bada boom, 3 books later, a couple years later, tens of thousands of listeners later, here we are. Still trying to do our thing. You know, knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, whether you watch
I'm waiting for our movie, man. I know Steve Harvey did his, so we got to do ours right now, too.
Absolutely.
If you want to, you can.
If you want to, you can.
It might take a bunch of hard work, but if you want to, you can. If other people can do it, I don't see why somebody else can't.
Do you see those simple
man,
words?
Man, ain't nothing we've done so far been easy. So if you say it's some easy work, man, I'd probably try to slap you.
I'm glad you got an Obama phone.
Yes, I got an Obama phone. My Obama phone just went staticky on me. And for all you good people out there, once again, this is what we're talking about. The insulting nature of your conversation.
Uh-huh.
You pompous bastards. To say, and even when, and I'm going to say this again, and this is going to piss a lot of people of color off. I don't care. We don't care. To say that 47% of these people out here are lazy, to send out tweets or say your little subliminal conversations like all the lazy people are going to vote early and the working class will be voting for Mitt Romney. You got to keep shit like that under your hat. That's what derailed you. You can't say that the crazy things that I've said 3 or 4 times earlier in the show and it still bears repeating. Ignorant shit like if a woman gets raped, her body just shuts down so she don't need Planned Parenthood or nowhere like that. Dude, that's some dumb shit. You know, you say that shit behind your closed oak wood doors as you sip your cognac and smoke your Cuban cigars and turn off all the cell phones and cameras. Because all of us do it, so let's not be hypocrites. There are things you say in public. My mother taught me this as a child. She said there is a time and a place for everything. And if you're going to be a polytrician, there's a time and a place for everything. You cannot come off arrogant and pompous with your holier-than-thou attitude, bringing your ideology, trying to shove it down people's throats. And this goes for the Republicans and the Democrats. We the fuck you cans are right here. And Sheldon Adelson and the Koch brothers and all these wonderful people, all those hundreds of millions of dollars you spent, you know, you should have probably hired a consulting firm. You'd have probably been better off sending people checks and telling them to stay home. Because trust me, hundreds of thousands of people would have probably took you up on the offer because they're broke. They're not worried about the word God being in nobody's platform. They're not worried about, what's this? I don't even know because I'm so upset. They are worried about their everyday lives. That is what people are concerned about. For you to be sending out threatening emails to your, you know, your workers, people don't take kindly to that because, yes, you're the boss man. Oh, yes, Mr. Overseer. Yes, sir. I isn't going to vote for Mitt Romney. But when I get in the booth and that booth is closed, nobody knows which button I really press. And when I see you, yes, sir, Massa, I voted for Mr. Romney, Massa.
Is that Diddy? Is that Diddy in the background?
No.
Oh, Okay.
Watch your mouth, man. Even this company that 2 days after the election won, talking about they sent out a private email where we're laying off people because Obama won. There's absolutely no way Obama could have done anything into you 72 hours later after the election for you to be laying people off.
Okay.
That shows that your plutocratic ass is just trying to prove a point. You could have at least waited. I hear Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You disagree with that comment?
Yeah, well, in the papers prior to the election for about a month or so, it was rumored that Obama wanted to keep some layoffs back, wanted to stop the notification of layoffs for, I think, people in the energy department, one of these departments, until after the election, because he didn't want it to be known that, you know, people were being laid off, because here he is, the commander-in-chief, and they're talking about the economy. He's saying the economy got better. Romney's saying the economy didn't get better. So now that the election is his, he can do anything he wants.
No. The scenario I'm describing, this was a private company, a coal company,
okay,
in Utah, sent out pink slips within 72 hours. And the official thing was it was a coincidence, but in private emails, it was this. Speaking of private emails, as we approach the end of the show, before I go any further, because the basis of this show is about men helping men. And I want you gentlemen, I always tell you gentlemen about King Solomon, the so-called wisest man ever born on the face of this planet, left here a babbling fool because of pussy. Ladies and gentlemen, the most powerful spy in the world has got brought down by pussy. And if the head of the CIA, if the head of the CIA can get brought down by some pussy, what says the rest of us? This broad got to trying to dig in around in his emails that sent off alarms that got the feds involved. And now look at this. A good man, a great man from all accounts, has been brought down because of pussy. Oh, we're going to get back to that next week because, you know, it's about men teaching men on this show. And politics, they're going to be plenty of it. Rush, I want you to know I love you. And I want to give you some advice since you are one of the faces of the Republican Party. Playing Feliz Navidad on your show is not a good way of saying you want to incorporate more Latino listeners. It might be your sarcasm is loud and clear and insulting. Rush, really very insulting. You cannot stop the tide that most of us are seeing. You don't have to like it. Whoever you are, the good old boys, you better get to recognizing that women are 55% of this country now. Latinos are the fastest growing demographic part of this, the race. The African Americans are not as disenfranchised as we were before. People like me are waking up and we're speaking out in hope that we can change the generational ties. This is not your country.
You already know you ain't going to be televised on Fox.
That's why they definitely ain't put me in Fox and like
that. Oh, that's true.
The revolution
will not be televised on Fox.
Whatever you like or you don't dislike, the reality of life is that the ground is shit. But don't be fooled about the myth of the white power base being changed. As always, keep up with your boy on Twitter at SelassieIson, SelassieIson. Make sure you check out the website, www.worldmovement.com. You can even call Joe's phone, 1-800. Tell him the number, Joe.
All of you, and, you know, I'm not going to say the word because this show wasn't exactly geared towards it, but all of you females out there, 1-800, blow the shit out of me.
And as always, to the Republicans and the Democrats, I am the 2012 nominee for the official Fuck You Can Party.
Fuck you!
That's my last soundbite. We'll be around.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Hello, gorgeous. This phone call's probably been recorded. Just know that I did it for the four of us. And those motherfuckers kept ignoring us. After this, I'm going underground. If they come asking, give them the runaround. How does Costa Rica in the summer sound? Couple days, then we move it to another town. Yeah, I know them dreams, it seems. Just know that time will never come between. Space either. Fate features things that we reject, but connects all us believers. The insurrection's gone viral. They'll never stop it now. I hope it all spirals out of control. Like a dam with a hole. From here on out, it's all about survival. The way we left things, they probably think we rivals. But don't be naive, they hate you more than I do. Remember, always speaking opposites. I hate you so much, it's such a compliment. I know that defies the common sense, but we ain't never been right. Honestness. We never fit in school and never did rules. But who'd have thought we turned out bombing shit?
Those night calls, tell you how I feel. I want to drive you through the night, down the hills. I gotta tell you something you don't want to hear. I'm gonna show you where it's dark, but have no fear.
He said he was just so tired of them fighting our water with fire. He said that we needed something drier to really impress the empire. Funny, cause he really hated war, but while we went to war,